Serving in the Church. The Holy Ghost Confirmed My Calling by Jeffrey A. Kay. I didn't understand why I was called again to serve the young men until the reason sat down beside me. As my wife and I left the bishop's office, I felt frustrated. It wasn't that I didn't want to serve. One of the first things I learned as a convert was to follow church leaders, and I had always recognized the inspiration of callings I had received. But this one, again? For the third time, I had been called a scoutmaster. Wasn't there a calling that would allow me to grow? We walked into the chapel and sat near the back. During the opening hymn, two people slipped into the pew beside me. I turned to see Susan, a young mother who was enduring a painful divorce. She was always early for church and always sat near the front with her children, but today she was late and was accompanied only by Sam, her deacon-age son. When I saw them, the Holy Ghost's silent words pierced my soul. This calling is not about you, it's about them. Tears filled my eyes as I considered Susan's challenge in raising five children while dealing with a less active, challenging former husband. I knew that Sam was torn between his parents, with only tenuous strings holding him to activity in his priesthood quorum. As one of Sam's leaders, I could befriend and support him, and I could offer his mother the assurance that a worthy priesthood holder cared about her son and would help her teach him about the gospel. My calling took on new meaning as I realized the need to forget myself and serve. As I served, I grew to love Sam and the other young men, and we enjoyed learning and growing together. I was happy to see Sam make wise choices that kept him active in the church. Since then, I have served the deacons repeatedly in other wards and stakes. I'm happy watching them learn outdoor and leadership skills, build lasting friendships, and strengthen their testimonies of the Savior. And I have come to understand the counsel from the Apostle Paul, that we present our bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is our reasonable service. Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
Sidebar. Magnify every calling. The pressure at every stage of life can tempt us to reject or neglect calls to serve the Savior. That can put us in spiritual peril for ourselves, our spouse, and our families. Some of those calls may seem unimportant, but my life and my family was changed for the better by my accepting a call to teach a deacon's quorum. I felt the love of those deacons for the Savior and His love for them. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, to my grandchildren, Ensign, November 2013, page 69.
End of the section, Serving in the Church. The Holy Ghost Confirmed My Calling by Jeffrey A. Kay, read by Terrell Williams.